This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do. Again, on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us here on the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes, the father-son team of Rick and Granger Hughes, and myself. My name is Chris Swan. Thank you so much again for tuning in today. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203 with offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Birmingham. The number is the same regardless, 423-664-4203. You can also find us online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Before we jump into the show today, let me check in with the patriarch of the Hughes Retirement Group. Rick is joining us. Granger is off today. But Rick, how you doing, man?
Chris, I'm doing very well. And yeah, Granger is not technically off. He's working right now as we speak, or at least he says he is. So he's meeting with a client. So you and I will be the ones that do this show today.
Absolutely, we will. And so let me ask you something. So we're in basketball mode right now. You, in a former life, I mean, that was your thing. You know, basketball, all eyes are on March and the SEC tournament and the ACC tournament and who's going to make the dance. And let me ask you, so as a coach, is there a different strategy if you have the lead in the final minutes of the second half versus, you know, at the beginning of the game?
Yeah, I think there is, Chris. I mean, there's strategies throughout the game. You're constantly, you have a game plan going in, and sometimes that game plan gets changed because, remember, you've got another coach on the other side, so mm-hmm. they're doing things to combat what you're doing. So it's kind of like, you know, if we talk about the stock market, you know, we go back to 2017, the market's doing great, and everybody says, you know, let it ride, you know, and now in 18, it was volatile. So you have to have a strategy, and in coaching basketball for many, many years, that strategy sometimes changed throughout the course of the game.
And it's kind of the same way when it comes to a retirement plan. You have the plan, and you know what you want to do, and as the situations and the parameters around you change, so too can your retirement plan change. But the important thing is to have that plan and have that goal. Obviously, in basketball, the goal is to outscore your opponent and win the game. And in retirement, it is to have a happy and relaxing retirement. And sitting down and speaking with somebody and formulating that plan ahead of time is pretty critical to ensuring that that happens, and that is what the Hughes Retirement Group is here for. And again, they serve to educate you guys and inform you guys as you approach retirement and get you really thinking about what you want to do. And that's why you guys offer these classes throughout the area year-round, and this one's a little bit different. This one's called Foundations of Retirement that you have coming up. It's two night sessions, February 18th and 25th, that's at Cleveland State Community College, and February 19th and 26th, that's at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. You can get more information about these and go to register, really just to get you thinking about things. These classes, people have equated it to drinking from a fire hose. A lot of information that gets put out there. But it is educational, just to inform you guys. You can get more information and go to register by calling 423-641-0999. And much like the question that I posed to you, Rick, at the beginning, where if you've got the lead going into the end of the second half, the strategy may change a little bit. So too is it in the working world. As you approach retirement and you've already accumulated a sizable amount for your retirement, the plan may change a little bit. You may not necessarily be, you know, as invested in the market or things like that that we talk about through the show. But again, these educational classes, Foundations of Retirement, being offered February 18th and 25th at Cleveland State Community College, February 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. There's actually no registration for these. So you can get more information and register at no cost to you by calling 423-641-0999. The New York Times recently printed a story with this rather ominous headline: Are you ready for the financial crisis of 2019? Now, obviously, we don't know when the next major downturn is going to hit, but is there anything that we can be doing now to help us prepare for when it actually does?
We can, Chris, and let's look back here a moment. Let's go back to the fourth quarter in 2018. Mm-hmm. I think people then began to look and say, hey, we could be in for another downturn or a crash. In 17, people never thought that, but that brings on a lot of anxiety. So if we look back to, let's say, 1929, 1987, the year 2000, and I think most people remember the 2008. But sometimes as Americans, we have a short memory and we forget about that because all of a sudden 2017 comes around and things are just great every day. I mean, it just keeps going up and you see your account continue to rise. But we always tell people again, you know, the market is going to go up. It's going to go sideways. It's going to go down. Are you prepared? Do you want to put all your money in one area? Because, again, when it does go down, then you see a large sum of your money go down. And it depends. If we go back to 2008, how long is it going to take to potentially get those funds back to where you were? So if we look, overall stocks are down about 1.5%. Household debt recently hit another record high, $13.5 trillion. That's up $837 billion from the previous, which preceded the Great Recession. And then we know interest rates. The Federal Reserve continues to raise interest rates. They are saying that in 2019, they look at raising them at least two more times. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But it seems like every time they do, it affects the market in some way. So it's important, again, like we've been talking in this show, to have a strategy, have a game plan. And do you want to leave, again, all of your monies in one place? If you do, you have to realize there's risk involved, and risk sometimes can be a great reward, but it also can be a downfall for you as well.
And how comfortable are you with the amount of risk that you're taking? Do you know how much risk you're taking? That is something that the Hughes Retirement Group can help explain to you and show you again, because they love to educate the listeners and the clients and inform them and let them make the best decision, you having all the information out there. Me being a few years away from retirement, a good number of years away from retirement, and Granger, of course, being younger, can afford to withstand some of this risk because we are a decent amount away from retirement. But the show is called The Retirement Playbook. So for the listeners out there who are approaching retirement or may already be in retirement, risk may not necessarily be something that will be as healthy for their plan as it stands, especially in the event of a market correction or, as the article said, you know, the financial crisis of 2019. So having that plan in place, having that game plan in place that can adjust based on, you know, whatever happens if inflation rates do go up or if the market does correct itself or whatever may come in the coming year in 2019, it is important to have that retirement plan in place and be able to let it adapt with you. And that's something that the Hughes Retirement Group is more than happy to help put together for you. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203 is a way of saying thank you guys for listening and for calling. I know, Rick, you want to offer a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Stress-Free Retirement, to listeners out there. Again, the number 423-664-4203. How many copies can we give away today?
Let's go ahead and give away five, Chris. And let me add to that. We've talked about it on the show. When Patrick Kelly put this book together, Stress-Free Retirement, it talks about, again, helping people, just like we're talking about that risk, potentially taking some of that risk, maybe all of that risk, off the table. Because when you go into retirement, one of the biggest fears seniors have is outliving their money. And so, you know, when we start looking at health care, potentially long-term care, life insurance, different areas over there, and making sure you have the money that's going to last for your lifetime, and if you're married, for your spouse's lifetime, is very important. So we want to try to take that stress away as much as we possibly can. It's a great book. It's a very easy read. I would recommend giving us a call. We'll be more glad to put a copy in your hands.
National best-selling retirement author Patrick Kelly. It is a very easy book to read. The chapters are very short and really gets you thinking about, as I mentioned a second ago, I'm a little bit away from retirement, but the concepts are easy enough to understand where it really did get me thinking about things ahead of time. Think of it as a companion piece to the show, just a way of saying thank you guys for listening. If you're one of the first five callers today, a complimentary copy of Stress-Free Retirement, 423-664-4203. Now, I got my W-2 in the mail this past week, and this is the time of year where everybody starts getting all of our tax info together. And it's when some people realize that they missed taking their required minimum distributions last year. IRA expert Ed Slott tells Morningstar that's a common problem with a relatively easy solution.
First thing in the beginning of the year, take an inventory of every retirement account you have subject to required minimum distributions. And that includes if you're a beneficiary. So if you just inherited, you have a required minimum distribution probably starting in the year after you inherited. So you should know all the accounts that are subject to RMDs.
Now, RMDs can be confusing, but is that something that you can help clients to alleviate that confusion?
We can, Chris. And I will tell you, it is very confusing for a lot of folks out there. We have people all the time that will ask us, okay, do I have to take money from each different IRA account? Or do I even have to take money? Is that something that, you know, if we work with you, we can avoid? And the answer is no. Let's go back to the definition. RMD, required minimum distribution. So it is required by the IRS. That is a law. So if you have qualified money, money that's never been taxed, let's just take your 401k as an example. You've had a 401k. Maybe you worked at this job for 30 years, and Uncle Sam has said, listen, we're going to allow you to tax defer that until you get ready to retire or obviously reach the age of 70 and a half. So that age is 70 and a half. When you turn 70 and a half, Uncle Sam is going to come calling at that point in time. Now, let's say you had five different IRA accounts. What the IRS is interested in, they're interested in the sum of those five. Now, if you choose, you could take your required minimum distribution from each account. Most people do not want to do that once we've gone over the different strategies and so forth involved. They'll use just one account. So you would total those up. You would find out what percentage, what is required of you to take then, and maybe use just one account to take those. And again, I want to remind our listeners, that is every year for the rest of your life. And as he said, if you inherited something and you were the beneficiary, it's going to be based on that person that passed away, what their RMD age was at that time, and you'll continue to do that. So if you choose not to do it, if you just say, you know, I'm going to ignore this, I'm going to pretend it doesn't exist, then those funds, again, are subject to a 50% penalty. I don't think you want to do that.
That's why
it's important to have someone out there that you trust that can sit down with you and look at your qualified accounts and develop a strategy in terms of what you're going to take those from, how much you're going to have to take, and look ahead each and every year to review that to make sure that you're meeting the IRS rules.
Again, the R in RMD stands for required, which means that even if you don't need the money, Uncle Sam definitely does need the money. And if you want to reduce the amount that is required for you to take out, that is something that the Hughes Retirement Group is more than capable to help talk you through and help you out with. 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. And if you have the time, we'd love to have you out at one of our upcoming retirement classes the Hughes Retirement Group is offering, Foundations of Retirement. RMD is definitely something that is covered during that class because it is a big part of retirement as well as Social Security. Foundations of Retirement, there are two sessions being taught coming up next month, February 18th and 25th. That's at Cleveland State Community College. February 19th and 26th, that's at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. All it is going to cost you is your time. There is no registration fee for these classes. Again, February 18th and 25th at Cleveland State Community College. February 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. You can get more information and go ahead and register, again, at no cost to you by calling 423-641-0999.
Chris, let me add to that as well. You know, when we talk about these classes, you know, we talked early in the show about my background as a basketball coach. Mm-hmm. And it's developing a strategy. And that's what these classes are for. It's to begin to show you different areas that could affect you in retirement and be able to develop solutions and a game plan, a strategy that will help you go out through your entire retirement and hopefully reduce as much stress as possible for you.
Retirement plans change from person to person. Everyone, what they want to do is going to be different. But I don't think anybody wants to stress about retirement. Everybody wants to worry about, am I going to outlive my money? That's why we're offering stress-free retirement as a way to say thank you guys for listening today. That's why these classes are here to kind of get you thinking about that, to hopefully where you don't have to face that worry. You don't have to face that stress as you go through retirement. Again, those classes, Foundations of Retirement, February 18th and 25th, Cleveland State Community College, February 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. There is no registration fee for these classes. Again, all you have to do is call 423-641-0999. According to the latest Transamerica Retirement Survey, our single greatest financial fear is outliving savings, which we've talked about here, and that was cited by 52% of those polled. What are some other reasons do you think that people might go broke in retirement?
Well, Chris, I don't want to bore people, but I'm going to read a list, and I want our listeners to just take a moment and think about your situation, possibly what you're in now or what you may be in the future. Because, again, we've said many times on this show, that's one of the biggest fears is outliving your money. So, could you go broke by abandoning all your stocks or possibly investing too much in stocks? We've talked about the volatility in the market and what possibly could happen. Maybe you live too long. So did your advisor sit down with you and develop a strategy? We tried to develop the strategy here where people live to 95. And we'll have people, again, will say, I'll never live that long. But what if you do? If you don't, then guess what? Whoever you've decided to leave your funds to, then that person will get it. Possibly you spend too much. So in other words, you didn't have any type of budget. You rely on a single source of income. You can't work any longer. Or possibly you get sick. Here's some more. You tap into the wrong retirement accounts. If you're in a state, now Tennessee, we don't have to worry about state taxes. In the state of Georgia, you do. And we work with people in Georgia and Alabama, so they have to take into consideration state taxes. Are you going to continue to support your kids or possibly grandkids? And I don't mean spoil them a little bit, but actually put them on payroll. You are underinsured. You know, many times we've talked about long-term care on this show. It can be very expensive. Maybe you get scammed. I mean, it seems like every day now you're hearing more and more scams. So hopefully that's not something you've got to deal with. Did you borrow from your retirement savings and maybe didn't put those funds back? You have no emergency savings, or you're forced to declare bankruptcy. Those are a lot of things there that could come into play. And it's something to think about now if you have not retired, making sure that you have that game plan, that you have that strategy. You've figured out, again, the age that you want to make sure that you have enough money to live to. And I know if you sit down with Granger and I, we'll always say we're going to calculate, unless there's a terminal illness or something involved there, we're going to calculate to age 95. People are living longer now. If you're taking care of yourself, there's a good chance. There's actually about a 40% chance if you're a married couple that one of you will live to 95. So it's making sure that everyone is taken care of. So I would say to folks out there, let Granger and I sit down with you and help you again to develop a strategy. And hopefully we can look at a budget. We can look at a variety of different things that will make sure, again, throughout your retirement years, that it is stress-free.
Putting together one of those plans to help alleviate some of these worries and maybe preventing some of these things from happening, you know, like the possibility of long-term care, factoring that into a plan if that is something that you're concerned about, or, you know, investing too much in stocks. We've talked about that. As you get closer and closer to retirement, maybe your risk tolerance goes down. Living too long, longevity is not a thing that should be a problem. That should be a hindrance to a retirement plan. And factoring that in, Rick just said, they calculate for living to 95. I think 30 years ago, doing that may have been a little bit ridiculous. You know, certainly 40 or 50 years ago, that seemed pretty far-fetched. But nowadays, that is more and more likely. My grandmother-in-law, I guess my mother-in-law's mother, yeah, that would be right. She recently passed away, and she was 97. So, I mean, it is a very possible thing. So factoring in things like that, longevity, and all these factors, you know, to ensure that you have as stress-free retirement as possible. Again, the Hughes Retirement Group can help you factor in all of these things. 423-664-4203 is the number, 423-664-4203. As a matter of fact, like we said earlier, a complimentary copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Stress-Free Retirement, kind of ties in there pretty nicely, as yours if you're one of the first five callers who calls today, as a way of saying thank you guys for listening to the Retirement Playbook. 423-664-4203. Now, let's go ahead and talk about this. Since the most common retirement fear is running out of money, why don't people simply put their nest eggs in an annuity that will provide them with lifetime income, negating the outliving your money thing? Michael Kitsis, editor of the Journal of Financial Planning, tells Morningstar, well, there may be a psychological reason involved in that.
The good news about buying something like a lifetime immediate annuity is you can't outlive the money. You eliminate the downside risk of outliving your money because the checks keep going as long as you got a heartbeat. The bad news, though, is it ain't ever getting better than this either, right? Like, the challenge of annuitizing your wealth is you can't outlive it, but you can't improve upon it. Where you are right now, this is as good as it gets. And it doesn't feel very good for most people, right? Like, even if there's a little bit of downside risk, like, there's a little bit of opportunity that, like, maybe some great surprise could still happen and things could get better in life in the future.
Now, I know annuities are something we talk about on the show, and it is something that you do use in some plans for retirees out there, but is he right? Is there no potential opportunity for people who decide to go with an annuity?
It depends on the annuity you go into, Chris, and there's all different types out there. There's different companies that are offering those with different strategies. Again, it's not a cookie-cutter situation. That's why it's important, again, to sit down with someone and discuss, you know, if you're looking for an annuity, a fixed annuity, a fixed indexed annuity, a variable annuity. You know, we're told a lot of times annuities will not keep up with inflation. Some will not. That's why, again, it's important to have a discussion with your advisor and make sure to see if there is a strategy out there for you. I'll give you an example. Had a client in here a week ago.
Okay.
And this client was still working, but had an opportunity a couple of years ago that he could have taken some of his funds and put it into something like a fixed indexed annuity. Now, he made a wise decision. He chose not to do that. He experienced in 2017 where he gained about $200,000 from his account. So he made a very wise decision. But in the fourth quarter of 2018, he told me last week, he said, Rick, I lost $83,000.
Oh,
now,
geez.
If we look at the net gain, he had a net gain over that time.
Mm-hmm.
He is retiring in September of this year. And he said, We talked about keeping the money in the market, you know, possibly moving his risk tolerance to a little bit more conservative. But I again told him, I said, now you need to realize, even if we're conservative, we're still involved in the market and you could still lose money. And he said, I realize that. Or we could go with something that is safe, such as a fixed indexed annuity as a strategy. And we went over that and discussed, you know, the possibilities, the pros and the cons. And I said, now what do you think is going to best suit you? Because he could leave some of those funds in the market. He could move some of those funds over to a fixed indexed annuity. Here's what he chose. He said, Rick, I have enough other funds on the sideline that we can live on, and I no longer want that risk. Now, this gentleman is 68 years of age. He says, I do not want to risk it anymore. I'm married. I want to make sure my spouse is taken care of if something happens to me. And so he did choose a fixed indexed annuity. Let me play the devil's advocate a moment on fixed indexed annuities. Someone that does not market those would tell you, you don't want to do that because you're going to tie up your money. You're going to have penalties. And again, here is the situation. Most fixed indexed annuities have some liquidity to those. Some companies will allow you to take 10% a year penalty free. What if you want to take 11%? Okay, you would be penalized on that 1% overage. And again, it depends on the company. That's why it's important, again, to have a discussion with your advisor to make sure you know what that penalty is. And one of the best things I can say is most people understand how CDs work. If you and I go in today and get us a 24-month CD, we can't typically touch that money at all for 24 months. Mm-hmm. And if we do, then there's going to be a penalty. And the bank's going to tell you, now, if you decide to take this money within that 24 months, here's what it's going to cost you. So fixed indexed annuities have a similar way of working, but there is some liquidity tied to it. But he was looking for lifetime income, just like he was indicating there. He wanted a check for the rest of his life. And if he passed away, he wanted to make sure his wife continued to get that check as well. So very, very important. Again, I can't stress enough. I know if you're sitting down with Granger and I, we're going to discuss all the pros. We're going to discuss all the cons with you because ultimately it's your money and you need to make what's the best decision for you. And as we've said before, if you want to be in the market, we can help you in that area. If you say, you know, I like variable annuities better, we can help you in that area. Whatever strategy you want to try to go with, I know we're able to do that. And hopefully your advisor that you work with now also has all of those tools available for you.
Educating and informing the clients and the listeners out there, that's what the Hughes Retirement Group does. When you sit down and you speak with them, that's why we do the show, is to inform you guys and let you think about these things ahead of retirement. Annuities, you know, yes, some of them may not be the best choice for you. Some of them may be great. It really depends on your situation, and it may not be the right situation for you at all. But having that conversation with somebody like the Hughes Retirement Group and discussing the ins and outs and letting you make that informed decision, I think is pretty critical when it comes to taking care of your retirement plan. It's not an all or nothing thing. You know, we talk about, you know, not putting all your eggs in one basket, don't be entirely in the market, don't be entirely into an annuity. It's part of the buckets of money strategy that Granger talks about pretty often. There's actually a good video of that. If you go to HughesRetirementGroup.com and click on the YouTube channel, Granger does a pretty good job of explaining that better than I can right now. And of course, Granger's not here today, so if you have the time and you're more interested in that, go to HughesRetirementGroup.com. Check out that video. And again, continuing the education that Rick and Granger provide on the show, provide with our clients, teaching classes coming up here in the next month, Foundations of Retirement, Cleveland State Community College, February 18th and 25th. These are two-night sessions in the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus, February 19th and 26th. Yes, RMDs will be discussed there. Yes, the possibility of a safe strategy like fixed index annuities will be discussed there as well. And best of all, there's no registration fee for you guys. All it will take is your time. Again, February 18th and 25th at Cleveland State Community College and February 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. You can get more information and go and register at no cost to you by calling 423-641-0999. One more time, that number, 423-641-0999. Rick, we've reached the end of another edition of the Retirement Playbook. My name is Chris Swan. I want to thank all the listeners out there for tuning in today. Rick, I want to thank you for having me on the show. And before we go, as always, I want to give you the final word.
Chris, as we always say to our listeners, if you do not have a plan for your money, I can guarantee you the government does.
You've been listening to the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
The rules for retirement have changed. And as a baby boomer, your financial planning strategy needs to change to adapt. Make plans now to attend our special two-day retirement courses offered locally through Retirement Wealth Academy. There are two different evening sessions to choose from, February 18th and 25th on the campus of Cleveland State Community College, and February 19th and 26th at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. If you're nearing or already in retirement, this course is for you. Learn how to determine if you'll have enough money for retirement, how to maximize your Social Security income, and lots more. To reserve your seat for these special two-day retirement courses on the campus of Cleveland State Community College or the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, call 423-641-0999 or online at retirementwealthacademy.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, RWA, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance, including annuities, licensed in Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama.
Rick and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927054 and 998505. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.